So in this verse, remember all that I said before. Now, he says in the 13th verse, Vikaroti Vikarotyaparan Bhavan Vikarotyaparan Bhavan Antas Chitte Vyavasthitan
Antas Chitte Vyavasthitan
Niyatamscha Bahis Chitte
Niyatamscha Bahis Chitte
Evam Kalpayate Prabhu
Evam Kalpayate Prabhu.
So he says, Vikaroti Antas Chitte Vyavasthitan Aparan Vikaroti. Antas Chitte means first what was an unmanifest, undifferentiated form. Unmanifest is undifferentiated, isn't it? Unmanifest, undifferentiated objects, all the objects become diversified because they becomes differentiated in thought forms in the mind. Antas Chitte, first. So the Prabhu Atma first, and what is the mind of here? What is the mind here? Maya. Okay, Maya is the mind of Ishvara, isn't it? What is Maya? The power. So this power, the Chaitanya Shakti, Chit Shakti, which is Maya, and that everything is unmanifest in that power, and that unmanifest, undifferentiated names and forms first becomes manifest and differentiated in the form of thoughts. Is it? So undifferentiated becomes what now? Subtle manifest. From undifferentiated condition, first comes the subtle manifestation. And from the subtle manifestation, later on comes the gross manifestation. So here he uses, so vyavasthitan. So what is diversified and differentiated in thought forms, later on bahihi, externally also he bahihi, no, vikaroti, then he really makes it outside. And then aparan, he uses the two words vyavasthitan aparan, means other things also, not only this worldly things which are perceptible and experienceable. What about the imperceptible things such as, suppose punyam? Is it punyam? Where do you know? Only from Shastram, isn't it? Even the Shastram also. Punyam, papam. You know about all those things later on, no? Punyam, papam, and then parabdha, agami, sanchita, all these things. Then karma, karapalam. So all those things, even the objects of objects to be understood through Shastram, which are not really perceptible, and also other things which are experienceable here, all of them from where unmanifest. All the objects of experience, which are unmanifest, undifferentiated. When they are unmanifest and undifferentiated, they were in which form? Maya. So unmanifest, undifferentiated objects is equal to Maya. Is it? Maya is the name of the power. Then they become manifest in subtle form as subtle thoughts. Later they become, there is a gross manifestation. In the next verse he is going to say, actually next is what? We have to go from here to The 16th verse. Jivam kalpayate purvam. Tato bhavan pruthak vidhan. Bahyanadhyatmikam chaiva. Yatha vidyastatha smritihi. Tatha smritihi. So, now for us to understand the creation, you know, we have to understand the creation also in the proper order. So, what should be the first? Can there be object of experience without the experiencer? Therefore, first there must be experiencer. Then only there can be experience. Then only there can be object of experience. Which should come first? No, first came the object of experience, then came the experience, then came the experience. No, that is not the order. Is it order? Always we can say what? First the experiencer must be there, then the experience, then the experienced. Now he says, Jivam kalpayate. First, there is a creation of the Jivaha. The Jiva is created first. I told you already, whenever I use the term created, you should say there is no creation. What is creation? Knowing, seeing is creation. You not forget that. And you say first Jiva is created means what? Who is the Jiva here? The knower. So Jivaha. Jivam kalpayate purvam. First, purva means before everything. Jivam kalpayate. Tataha, thereafter, prithag vidhan bhavan. This verse I need to explain a lot. I'll finish this topic of Srishti in the next class. Complete it before I go. So, prithag vidhan bhavan. Tataha, thereafter only he creates other objects. So, here very important thing. See, there must be the Jiva. Why Jiva first? Jiva must be there. And this Jiva, what now has a, and the Jiva has to perform an action. Jiva must be there. Then there must be the karma. And because of karma, there must be phalam. Who is a Jiva? Who is a Jiva? What is Jiva? If you understand, this Jiva is none other than Hetu Phalatmakaha. Jiva is none other than the one who is endowed with cause and effect. One who is in the form of cause and effect. The one who is of the nature of cause and effect. What do you say? The Jiva is one who is of the nature of cause and effect means what? What is Hetu Phala Atmakaha? Hetu Phala Atmakaha means the Jiva is the one who is endowed with this Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam. I can't complete the whole thing. Just understand only Jiva. Kartrutvam and Bhoktrutvam. Kartrutva means doership. And then bhoktrutva means enjoyership. Isn't it? There must be I am the doer notion. And I am the enjoyer. So the action becomes the cause. And the fruit, phalam becomes the result of action becomes the effect. Is it? Therefore, the kartrutvam is the cause and bhoktrutvam is the effect. Doership is the cause, enjoyership is the effect. Isn't it? Because you perform the karma, then there will be fruit of karma. The fruit of an action. First perform the action, then there will be fruit of action. So performance of action is the cause for the later, the effect, the fruit of the action which one has to reap. Is it clear now? Therefore, one is the cause, one is the effect. Therefore, the fruit, the action and its result are cause and its cause and the effect. And these two are possible only if there is a jiva with the, how can there be action, performance of action without the performer, the doer? How can there be the fruit of action without the action? And how can there be even the fruit without the enjoyer? Is it clear? Therefore, first he says, for the jiva who is of the nature of the kartrutvam and bhaktrutvam, who is of the nature means what? Nature means, I mean, the individual, individuality, the being with an individuality is there with this kartrutvam and bhaktrutvam. Kartrutvam means what? I am the doer, that notion is called kartrutvam. I am the enjoyer, that notion is enjoyership, is bhoktrutvam. The two nouns, aham karta, aham bhokta, these two notions, when you make it nouns, what? Kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. This is what is a jiva. Why we say, there must be jiva and kartrutvam, and there must be, he must perform the action, that karma produces the phalam, then what happens? That phalam, when phala means, when you perform, you already you are born because of what? Because of the paradha karma. While exhausting the paradha karma, you are doing the karma. When you are doing the karma, you are accumulating agami. Understand? Agami, because this karma phalam is not exhausted now itself. Accumulating agami karma phalam, this agami is what? Agami cannot be exhausted now. Agami is only accumulated fruits of actions which have to be exhausted later on. There will be a time. And for the exhaustion of which alone, you need to be born again. You need another shariram. Because exhaustion of karma, exhaustion of fruits of actions is not possible. Enjoyment of fruits of actions is not possible without the abode of enjoyment. Bhoga ayatanam. Understand? So it is the agami karma phalam which becomes the, because of which alone you are again what now? You are again continuation of assumption of another body, again birth. Once you are born again, again, what happens? Because of phalam, you are born. And because of the phalam, what now? You are living this life. When you are exhausting the old phalam, you are accumulating new phalam. Therefore, you have to be born again. Is it clear or not? This is what is jiva. Understand now what I want to say here is, the jivaha, jiva has to be there for the world again to be for this too. Without the jiva, there cannot be the world. How can there be the world without the knower? If you ask me, how do you say this? See, I'm not explaining this verse, okay? This whole verse I'll explain, start from the beginning, next class, including the 12th verse. I have to talk about, say, 12th verse, then I'll come to 13th verse next class. Now, I tell you one thing. Whenever in sleep consciousness is, you understand this, it's only a model to understand. In sleep, you are as consciousness. You are even now your consciousness. In sleep also your consciousness. In dream also you are consciousness. You are always consciousness. But what happened? What is the difference between sleep and waking? In sleep, for you, the world is not there. Why? Because you do not even know you are. In waking, the world is there. In waking, the world is there. Where is the self? That is why we say, when this consciousness is, if there is no manifestation of consciousness, Jagat becomes non-existent. Jagat is existent, but for you, it is non-existent. In sleep, consciousness is, Jagat is, but Jagat is as good as non-existent because there is no manifestation of consciousness. Is it clear? In waking, consciousness is, Jagat is, Jagat has the existent status because there is manifestation of consciousness. Consciousness is always. It is the manifestation and the non-manifestation which makes the Jagat existent and non-existent. The Jagat includes what? Including the I sense. Not the I, okay? Including the I sense, the knowledge I am, everything else. The is when there is manifestation of consciousness. The consciousness is not manifest, then Jagat is as good as non-existent. Therefore, the Jagat, existence of the Jagat, or the existing the status of being the existent status of the Jagat is dependent on the manifestation of consciousness. Is it clear? Which means manifestation of consciousness is possible only if there is consciousness. I'm stopping this jiva topic again, coming back to this, okay, to make it before I go to the, before I don't get confused. It is the manifestation. You know, I gave example of reflection, light and all those things earlier. So consciousness does not create the Jagat, does not create the elements, does not create the elementals. Consciousness is Jagat is. But the Jagat is, so what? It is as good as non-existent if it doesn't shine, isn't it? For it to shine, to have the status of being existent, it must be known. For it to be known, there must be the knower. Knower will be available only if there is manifestation of consciousness. Therefore, knower is manifest consciousness. Understand now? Therefore, the consciousness manifest is what? The knower. When the knower is, then there is known. Jagat becomes the known. Is it clear? Suppose when in deep sleep state, where is the Jagat? Universe? Is it there or not? This is another problem for us. So what? I am sleeping, Jagat is still there. For you, Jagat is there or not? No. In sleep, where is the Jagat for you? Why Jagat is as good as non-existent for you in sleep? When you say Jagat is not as good as non-existent, all your association with the world completely. Where is the beloved family? Where is the beloved wife? Where is the beloved husband? Where are the beloved children? Where are, my God, binding so much of attachment to everything in the world? All the relationships. Is there anything in sleep? Kanna mood now. Jagat will is not there. Amazing, isn't it? Therefore, why Jagat is not there? Because there is no knower. Known Jagat is not as good as non-existent in sleep, because the knower is not there. What does it mean? Knowing the all-knowing consciousness is without the knower status. Understand? In sleep, don't say knower is not there. The knower status is not there. Understand what I'm saying? Why? Therefore, knower status is not there. Therefore, knower is not there. Understand? Knower status being not there is what? The knower is as good as non-existent. Therefore, the known universe also is as good as non-existent. Without the knower status, the knower status is as good as non-existent in sleep. Therefore, the known universe also is as good as non-existent in sleep. Which means, the status is not there. The known also is not there because consciousness is not manifest. Does consciousness need to do anything to become manifest? No. Consciousness is just present. What is that which makes the consciousness manifest or not? Thoughts. Is it clear now? Thoughts. Vrittis are there, manifesting medium. That is why the human mind, the manifesting medium is the important thing. The whole Jagat is now here. Swamiji always says, it is this mind, okay? The thoughts are there, thoughts are there, consciousness becomes manifest, then the whole world has the existent status. The thoughts resolve, consciousness was, is again, isn't it? But without the consciousness, thoughts alone can never become, never have the existence. So without the original consciousness, there cannot be manifest consciousness. Isn't it? Without the manifestation, there cannot be manifest universe also. Is it clear now? That's very important. That is why in Trishaivika class I taught you, consciousness is not dependent on thoughts for its existence, but consciousness is dependent on thoughts for its manifestation. But thoughts are dependent on consciousness for its very existence. Got the difference? Therefore, thoughts are resolved, manifesting medium being not available, consciousness is not manifest, then there is no knower status, therefore there is no knower, therefore there is no, it is like, you know, it's like a retired person. Once you retire from the job, you lose the status, but you are there. Not that you are not there. Similarly, here also consciousness is, the status is not there. Therefore, what now? Not having the status is as good as, isn't it? Nowhere is not there. Therefore, the known also is not there. So what should be there first then? For the known to be there, there must be nowhere. What is the nowhere now? Nowhere is consciousness manifest is the knower. Therefore, the same consciousness manifest is what? The known universe. Therefore, knower is mithya. Known also is mithya. The pure consciousness is what? Satyam. Original consciousness is satyam. The manifest conscious, manifestation, manifest status is what? Mithya. Similarly, the same consciousness manifest in the entire universe is what? Ishvara. Is it clear now? Therefore, Ishvara's status is what? The manifesting medium is not there. Therefore, Ishvara, creator status is not there. Ishvara's status is not there. Universe created, universe also is not there. Therefore, we say, for the Jagat to have the status of being existent, there to be, it must become the known. For the known to be existent, there must be the knower. For the knower to be there, there must be knower status, for which there must be manifestation of consciousness. The consciousness is not manifest, there cannot be knower status. Therefore, there cannot be the known universe also. Therefore, in the order, first Jivaha, the knower. Who created the first? Who is, you know, Prabhu Jivam Puram Kalpayate. First, the Lord created the Jiva. Again, I tell you, because don't think of creation, okay? When I talk, I'm simply for the sake of want of words I'm using. We have to say there is no creation. I'll be already understanding, you know. It's only the reality alone appears as the Jagat. I have taught you everything already. Having said all those things, again I'm talking. It's to understand how the reality becomes manifest as the universe. So first, what should be the first in the order? To be frank, the cyclic process, isn't it? Only for understanding the method of understanding. How, what should be the first? For our understanding, nothing is first, second, third, okay? Everything is simultaneous, but for our understanding, how the creator first, how the knower comes first. Is it clear? Okay, we'll continue this class the next week, because I don't think I can complete it. It's a very subtle lesson, and the whole thing we will start. Don't get confused. If you have any confusions or doubts in what I taught you today, I mean actually after the tea break, please don't pay attention to that. Just leave it as it is, and I will come back next Saturday. I'll start with the 12th verse, and quickly I'll explain. Then I'm going to do this 13th, and from there I'm going to jump to the 16th. I already covered 14th and 15th, you know, different verses, and then I'll complete this topic. Okay, see you next week.
Definition of Jiva and Ishvara. The other definition is reflected consciousness in the sthula, sukshma, and karana sarinam is Jiva.
The reflector was a word that just we use manifest.
In sthula, sukshma, and karana prapancha is Ishvara.
Ishvara, yeah. Manifest. Yeah. Manifest consciousness, manifestation, samashti is Ishvara. Yeah. Vyashti is Jiva.
So, the manifest is the word that you should choose, not reflected consciousness.
No. There's some, yeah, you use the word Chidabhasa, we can use it, but I prefer, Puja Swamiji uses the word manifestation, so I use it. The word is not wrong, but we not to confuse. Because what happens in our understanding, reflection means there is a mirror, and the reflection which is separate from me, isn't it? Yeah. I prefer, that's why. It's not like reflection, actual reflection. We have a very limited sense of the word reflection. Not like that. That's what I want to say. Okay, we'll see it. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.